Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Scott. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting second. The center fielder, Tony Scott. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Org. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Ten Arche. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Ramsey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shirley. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Shirley. And now, play ball. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergfell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergfell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare takes first base on ball four. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Scott covering, for the out. Hare moves to second. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive towards short. Tavares reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergfell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Eorg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Obergfell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergfell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Eorg. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey strikes out. One out. Bob Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley strikes out. Two outs. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hare takes first base on ball 4. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hare. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Hare steals second. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Scott covering, for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Scott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a pop-up towards short. Ramsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 1 in the game. Obergefell takes first base on ball 4. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Obergefell. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Obergefell steals second. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tenarche strikes out. One out. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Obergefell trying to get to home. Flynn throws to Stearns who tags Obergefell for the out. Ramsey moves to second. Two outs. Bob Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley is 0 for 1 in the game. Shirley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive towards third. Obergefell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hare hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kingman strikes out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mozzilli strikes out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Tenarche and he is safe. Stearns steals second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Brooks. Hendrick moves to second. Danny Orge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orge is 0 for 2 in the game. Orge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orge for the out. Hendrick moves to third. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Obergefell hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 2 in the game. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Templeton pinch hits for Bob Shirley. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 3 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Cardinals, 1. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-3 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Scott covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ken Obergfell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergfell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Obergfell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mozilli. Obergfell reaches second base with a double. Neil Allen now pitching. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tenarche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mozilli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hendrick, who is chasing the ball. Mozilli reaches third base with a triple. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stearns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Eorg. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Mozilli scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brooks hits a line drive to right field. Hendrick throws towards Ramsey. Ramsey fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ramsey. Stearns scores. Brooks moves to second. It's 3-1, Mets. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brooks moves to third. 1 out. Neil Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Tenarche to Obergfell. The throw back to home, and Brooks is out at the plate. 2 outs. Neil Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Eorg, who is chasing the ball. Allen reaches third base with a triple. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergfell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Braun pinch hits for Bruce Sutter. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Ramsey moves to second. Tito Landrum pinch runs for Steve Braun. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Ramsey moves to third. 2 outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-4 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.